This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour, broadcast exclusively on Odyssey. Let the shenanigans begin.
Hello, Charles. Welcome to Men's Room Happy Hour, episode number 23. Thank you for joining us exclusively on the Odyssey app. Weekend of football is here. The NFL season has kicked off. I did fantasy football for probably 15 years. And I've taken a break from it for the last probably 4 or 5.
Sure.
Odd number of reasons why. The president of the team or whatever, the league I was in, he left town.
Yep.
So he just stopped doing it.
And then we had one here within the offices back when Marshawn was putting it on.
Right.
And it was a whole bunch of us here. And then everybody either left or got laid off. So they, you know, that one disbanded.
I still say for me it was the nerds. And great. I think it's awesome that everybody likes football now. But I have some buddies that for years never watched it. And then... I mean, they were just nerds.
Right.
And then it turned into, like, crunching numbers and this and that. And, like, my one friend, he was just like, I think that will be my QB1.
You know,
I was like, God damn it, I'm tired of it. I'm tired. Like, my joke is always, I don't show up to your D&D game and ask you to play catch.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't come here and do it. Well, you know, the thing, I did it once, and I realized I didn't enjoy it because I'm a Ravens fan, period. That is it. And then you realize, like, you'll take the defense of a team you don't like, but I recognize they're good, Steelers. And then I realize, like, I'm watching a Steelers game hoping that they stuck. Yeah. Wait, no.
I need Russell to throw one more touchdown.
Right.
That's a huge part of it, too.
Because it makes me feel dirty, man. But that said, I cannot fucking escape fantasy football. It's not something I do normally. But my son, this year, has decided he and 3 of his buddies, they formed a little league on Wednesday.
All right.
Oh, my God. I mean, as soon as I walked in the fucking house, I didn't know they were doing this, all right? So it's Wednesday night, get home from work, walk in. I'm like, hey, bud. Hey, dad, check out my roster. I'm like, your roster for what? So he explained the whole thing. He actually has a great fucking
team. Good man. All right.
Okay? I'm just like, you've got to be kidding me. But he won't stop talking about it. And then this morning, my wife, she takes him to school. She gets home. She's like, your son's going to drive me fucking crazy with fantasy football. I said, look, man, he's so excited. That's the only thing he talks about.
Now, you guys are Seahawks fans.
Yes.
Russ had his deal in Denver.
Yep.
It is what it is. But he's still, you know, he'll retire Seahawk.
Yeah.
There's a Super Bowl ring associated with it.
Mm-hmm.
Another Super Bowl
appearance.
Wouldn't
that be fucked up if the Hawks were like, yeah, no. Do you know, like, sign that day contract? Right, right. Like, nah.
Do you guys...
Retire a Bronco.
Do you guys individually hope that Russell does well with the Steelers?
No.
No, you don't want to see him succeed.
No.
Well, Bobby Wagner, you know, you want to see him do well, right?
I do. I really do.
When he was...
Yeah.
Bobby, like last week I saw him. It looks odd in Washington. I don't know why. Maybe because the Rams are in our division. So when he left for a year, I was like, all right.
Here's the thing. When it comes to Bobby Wagner, I feel like the Seahawks organization, we failed Bobby by not utilizing him properly, not giving him all the chance that he was, you know, and all the money that he was worth. Like, I feel like we made a mistake losing Bobby. Russell Wilson, he had been declining for several years.
Okay.
This organization was kind
of... And he's a dick.
Yeah.
All right. See, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay, but...
I don't hate Russell anymore. Like, when he was in Denver, so, like, I don't care if he does well, but it's also weird just because I'm kind of a Justin Fields guy.
All right.
I just don't see Russell doing well.
So, at the end of the year, last year, Joe Flacco gets put in. I don't like Cleveland.
Sure.
But he goes in there, he starts lighting it up. He won a Super Bowl. We were there, right? So, for me, Flacco, not a dick, again,
sure.
A very plain individual. But I was really... Fucking, I was like fantasy football. I was rooting for Joe Flacco to win games and to do well because that was just not what was expected
of Joe Flacco.
Out of Joe Flacco.
I will say this.
He did not look like Joe Flacco.
No.
He looked exciting. If I see the Russell Wilson that I knew and loved back in 2013, 14, 15, those early years where he was just slaying it, he was slippery as all hell, he was on a dime, he was able to put the ball together. Like, he played like a madman in those first few years.
Sure.
If I see that in Pittsburgh, yeah.
You will. Okay, so...
If
he does well, you will root him on.
Yeah.
And for the record, there were Seahawks fans, even when he was doing well, that couldn't stand him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. You just couldn't say it out loud.
And then he just became an insufferable cringe master.
You know who wasn't saying it out loud? The entire defense
right.
of the Seattle Seahawks.
Because they couldn't.
Richard Sherman, he goes down to San Francisco. If he picks one off, are you happy for him?
That was, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It just really depends
on
the
player.
But
he sure was playing for the Niners. That was easy to not like him.
Based on the team.
Sure.
Yeah, but I still wanted him to do well.
Sure.
Like anybody from that Legion of Boom. I mean, even when what's-his-face went to the Ravens.
Earl Thomas. Oh,
yeah. Earl Thomas. I wanted him to do well. Turns out, he's a head case.
Yeah.
So, like,
and I was on
no
his side.
On
right? Yeah. Like, even when he flipped off Pete, I was like, I get it. He wanted a new contract. He got injured. And then, that Baltimore stuff fell apart.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did.
He crumbled bad.
Right? Because I'm almost positive Harbaugh was like, took a vote on the team, and the team was like, we don't want him back. Right?
No.
Speaking of Harbaugh, how do you think the brother does down in Los Angeles?
I think he does well.
I think he does, too.
Do you?
I think that's a good organization.
He does well everywhere he goes.
Yeah.
He
does.
Is it that different? Apples to oranges on college pro? He's already obviously been a pro coach for a number of years.
He went to the Super Bowl.
With him as the coach? So right. You know he's got that caliber to him, but is there an adjustment? Is there a difference in
I just
in
don't
how
think for
approach?
Him it's as big of a deal because he's already done it.
Yeah.
Right? He already took the Niners to a Super Bowl.
Yep.
Right.
I'm almost shocked that Pete Carroll's not coaching.
He was the oldest coach, as it were.
But maybe the youngest as far as his
personality,
mentality, right. The whole deal. Kidding. I mean, he wasn't the worst in the world.
I don't know where else he would go is the whole thing.
So we're doing fantasy football with the Daily Mig Show until you guys brought up the formula
mm-hmm.
that we are using on our fantasy teams.
Yeah.
So, Mike, I know you were on the morning show the other day. We each got two teams.
Correct. So the morning show has two teams, and our show has two teams. Each has a head coach and an assistant coach. So currently, the way it's working out now is that Danny and Migs are on a team, Sarah and Taryn are on a team, myself and you, Miles, were on a team,
right.
And then Thrill and Ted, you guys have your
Who
own
are the
team
captains?
As well.
Do we know?
So the captains are Danny, Sarah, myself, and Thrill.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
All right.
Yeah.
So I'm going to listen to whatever you say.
Exactly.
All right.
You can have input if you'd like. Miles and I will take it under advice.
The twist is that we drew names out of a hat.
Correct.
So we had the eight worst quarterbacks in the NFL.
Because we
want
to make it interesting.
Yeah. So we each got two quarterbacks mm-hmm. in case, you know, going to buy or whatever. But the quarterbacks that we picked were basically what we know to be shit.
Right. Right. They ranked the lowest coming out of last season.
The defenses.
Ranked the lowest coming out of
last season. And it wasn't even coming out of last season. I looked up the power rankings for at that time when we were about to draft. And these were the bottom eight quarterbacks and the bottom eight defenses.
Okay. All right. So team-wise, from what you have seen, how are we looking against taking on the morning show as far as the matchups? Does one team have a more distinct advantage that you can see?
So I will say this right now, as far as the first run of matchups, Danny V did all the drafting for his team with Miggs because Miggs ran down and grabbed a coffee, and he completely missed the entirety of the draft.
Okay.
And Danny didn't quite understand what it was to draft a team, so he just started grabbing Seahawks left and right. He just kept grabbing Seahawks players.
Like his jerseys.
Right, exactly. So the entirety of our first round, which we are playing...
Is his team sad?
His team's very sad.
Oh, no.
His team's very sad. We are slated to beat him by about 40 points.
Yeah. Maybe we should get him a jersey that says sad a little bit.
All right, well, what about Taryn and Sarah?
So, Taryn and Sarah, you guys are a lot more evenly matched, and currently you're slated to lose by about 10 points.
What is, first of all, what is Danny and Miggs' team's name?
So, their team is the Bowie Buddies, using the name, I believe, from the Kraken mascot there.
The
Bowie Buddies.
How about Sarah and Taryn?
They are the Touchdown Tacos.
The Touchdown Tacos? What do you mean, like tacos that you eat?
Well, yeah.
I'm sure you do.
Okay, all right, gotcha. That's
yes, right. Those guys.
I don't know. There's a lot of double entendres.
The little fried mini ones.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And then, the kind you eat but don't chew.
And then, Thrill, do you want to tell them the name of your guys' team?
Jesus Christ. I don't like that setup.
I wanted to call it 90 pounds of dick, but based on the fact this goes through the Disney portal, it's 90 pounds of D.
90 pounds of D.
And you and I determined years ago we're going to form a band called 90 pounds of dick, just based on the fact that we love the name. Yes.
And Mike and I are the Big Black Hawks.
That's right.
Are you really?
Yeah, we're the Big Black Hawks.
So you're going to love this, Ted. The way that it was chosen, we chose the bottom eight quarterbacks first. The Touchdown Tacos managed to choose Daniel Jones and Jacoby Brissett.
Or Jacoby, as Sarah
Jacoby Brissett, as their quarterbacks. The Bowie Buddies got Sam Darnold and who was the other one that they grabbed? I can't see their bench right now. Doggone. Oh, there it is. It was Jaden Daniels out of Washington.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Who knows?
He's a rookie, but he's going to be good.
Yeah, that was the word on the street. Miles, you and I, we got Bryce Young from Carolina right now, who's in over Bo Nix, who is sitting on the bench only because he's playing the Seahawks. I got a feeling
that
he's
a Bronco.
He's a Bronco. Yeah.
Okay.
But I thought Bo Nix is starting.
He is, but I'm putting his ass on the bench because he's playing the Seahawks.
Oh, I see. Yep, okay.
I don't.
Sorry, I forgot. I got confused.
Well, wait a minute, there, Captain. Miles, is the game here or is the game in Denver?
The game's here.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Do that, man.
Okay. And who is Carolina playing?
Carolina is playing New Orleans. And honestly, it has Bryce Young projected to do better.
Okay.
Which I know projections are projections.
Worse. Well, Jesus.
Yeah, no kidding. Fuck. And then, Steve, do you remember your two quarterbacks?
I know I have Gardner Minshew and, Levis.
Will
is it
Levis
out of Tennessee?
Will Levis?
Yeah.
Why the hell do you have Minshew benched?
Is Will Levis? Yeah. All right. Yeah. I'm confused.
Minshew is in Vegas.
Oakland. Vegas. Yeah.
Okay. Why are we starting Minshew?
Yeah, he's playing the Chargers, man. They're a brand new
start Minshew.
Yeah. Get him
I just
around.
Would rather cheer for Minshew, even though I think he's Only going to have flashes.
So Steve made a mistake when we first got started with the draft here, because the thing that we were going to do is that we chose the bottom eight quarterbacks and we chose the bottom eight defenses.
Mm-hmm.
Four choices apiece, so your first four picks were already established. Thrill apparently didn't get that memo, and he started kind of going a little bit rogue there. And then he confused himself when he started making his actual choices. So instead of just having the bottom two quarterbacks for you guys with being Will Levis and Gardner Minshew, you still, Steve, have Lamar Jackson sitting on your bench.
I know. I have to get rid of him, was the thing.
Oh, right, because we can't play him.
No!
Well, we can't play him. So, but when the draft started, right, so we pulled the names out of the hats. We were all physically together. Now, when the draft starts, we're running it through the computer. So everyone's at their desk. And you're seeing who people take it. I'm like, cool, nobody took Lamar. And then as soon as I grabbed him, I'm like, fuck, god damn it.
That was a wasted
first round pick right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's why he's available.
So roster-wise, which team right now is projected to score the most points out of the four matchups?
That would be us, Miles, you and I.
Okay.
So currently the lowest seems to be the Bowie Buddies by far. And the way that we were going to go about this is that whichever team comes in fourth on any given week, one of the members of that team, one of the coaches of that team, will go on to the opposite show at some point during the week to do some sort of a segment. So say if it does come to fruition that the Bowie Buddies do come in fourth, either Danny or Miggs will come onto this show. We will have them do Big Dummy. We'll have them do Ted versus the FCC. We'll have them jump in on Who Sucks Less or whatever.
All right.
Whatever.
Maybe we can have them do Ted's Meat and Potatoes, but they have to cater it.
Ooh.
They have to bring in food.
That'd be wild. That's not bad at all,
who can
actually
cook?
No.
That's how we do
that. You've got to bring in some food. You might have to stop by like freaking McDonald's. But you're bringing.
If it's the Bowie Buddies, make Danny do it.
Make Danny do it for
well,
me.
Well, he's got
potatoes.
A smoker and he still eats meat.
Okay. Or he'll just get us a pizza.
Right?
Yeah, we'll take a pizza.
But then vice versa. So say 90 pounds of D goes ahead and actually, you know, drops a hot log and isn't able to get through. So either you, Thrill, or Ted, you can go on to the morning show. And they were suggesting doing a beat Thrill instead of a beat Migs.
All right.
You could play that game Hook
or
Shook.
How about just
that
beat the Big
there?
Blackhawks?
Oh, come on, man.
I do that every morning.
Who else do we have on our teams besides quarterbacks?
So you guys currently have in your rotation, you have Isaiah Pacheco as a running back. You have Derrick Henry as a running back. You've got Tyreek Hill, Puka Nacua, George Kittle, Stephon Diggs, the Chargers defense, and the Santos out of Chicago as your kicker.
Now what is our team?
I pick Santos because I feel like Chicago
is going to take a lot of field goals.
Just know that sitting on your bench is Cooper Kupp, Mark Andrews, Jalen Waddle, and Marvin Harrison. So you've got the Chargers. Yeah. And then, Miles, you and I, currently in the lineup, we've got Christian McCaffrey as a running back, which I hated doing it, but I had to grab him.
You picked him before I did, you bitch.
He is an absolute point machine. We got Bijan Robinson, Miles. We got Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, Evan Ingram, Breece Hall. We got Jake Elliott as our kicker, and down on the bench, we've got A.J. Brown, Garrett
Wilson.
Do we
know that Chase is even playing?
Did he get
that contract?
Yeah, Jamar Chase is locked up. He's not questionable or anything. Honestly, the one that the only one on our team right now that's questionable is Christian McCaffrey, but I feel like he's questionable always.
That's Monday night against the Jets.
They are.
It is against the Jets.
49ers,
usually
Jets.
Usually it tells me. Hang on.
Monday night? I think it is. Yeah, I think that's the last game of the week.
That is, Monday night.
Okay.
Should be good, man. That's going to be interesting. So I'll have updates for you guys on my Tuesday or Wednesday newscast to give you guys an update as to which team came in first and last and how all the teams did and how the split worked.
We're all set up then. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to get out of here, man. This is the last Sunday weekend of the year, maybe.
Maybe.
But either way, enjoy the NFL, man. Hopefully get a chance to barbecue, drink some of our beer, and eat some of our brats.
Yes, you should have one sometime.
We're going to have the new Uli's Big Black Brock.
Yeah,
that should be the punishment. Miles has to make and eat
our brats. Eat a goddamn brat. Our bitches will talk to you next time. Until next time, fuck you if you're not a Ravens fan.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.